Total Tuscany Podcast, number 51. Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Total Tuscany Podcast. It's good to be talking to you for the first time in 2017. Believe it or not, we are coming up on our third year of the Total Tuscany Podcast, which makes us one of the longest running shows in the world, dedicated to telling stories of travel, food, wine, art, and living in Tuscany. I'm Travis Justice, co-publisher of TotalTuscany.com, and I'm joined by my good friend, who also shares the passion for all things Tuscany and Italy, Mr. Pat Capagna. Happy New Year, Pat.
Happy New Year, Travis. How you doing?
Can you believe this February we'll be starting our third year of this podcast?
51.
Now, a lot of people say, well, 51's not that many. Well, you and I are both professionals. We both have families. And the fact that I think we've been fairly consistent. I remember when we first started this venture, we're like, we're going to do one a week. We're going to take the world by storm. Then you realized, well, doing a podcast a week is it's great if you have that much time, but we don't have a lot of time, but we're doing pretty good, I think.
I think we are, and you know, I think we look high and low for the right interviews so that people thinking about going to Tuscany know what to look for.
Don't forget, you can connect with us, rather, on the social media channels. You can like our Facebook page, you can follow us on Twitter, and you can also follow us on Instagram. All you have to do is search Total Tuscany on all three, and you will find us. One of the great things about doing so many podcasts is having guests we've had on before back, and there are some regulars that we like to have back, because when you start to plan your trip to Tuscany, whether that would be with us or by yourselves in your own family group, we want to make sure that you have the peace of mind that when you travel, you don't have to worry about anything. And Mario Scalzi and Parker Villas is a perfect example of not having to worry about your accommodations when you go to Italy.
Absolutely. We can recommend Parker Villas without a shadow. You know, you're comfortable with them. We know what customer service they offer, and I'm looking forward to talking with him again and finding out what's going on with Parker Villas.
When we first went in 2009, we used Parker Villas, and we were a little nervous because it was a huge purchase. We didn't know what we were getting into, and as soon as we pulled up to the property, all our worries were washed away, and we knew it was going to be an incredible 17 days.
We were really nervous,
and we've since used them several times since that experience, and we encourage you to do the same. And that's why it's great to have Mario Scalzi from Parker Villas.com back on the Total Tuscany Podcast. Mario, we don't play favorites on the Total Tuscany Podcast, but we have to admit you are one of our favorites. I believe this is your third or fourth appearance on the podcast, and it's a conversation we look forward to each and every year with you.
I'm honored, Travis and Pat, to be held in such esteem by
both of them. Isn't it funny, though, how when you do these things, you start, we've never met in person, but you start building these relationships, and it's pretty much a lot like your business. You talk to people who are on the phone with you renting your properties, and they probably have done one time, multiple times, and you get to know just their personality just through interacting with them on the phone or just through simple conversations.
60% of our customers are repeat, and when they call, they want to speak to that travel advisor they've spoken to for years, and they won't talk to anyone else. Even me, if I decide I want to jump in, they say, no, I want to speak to Roberta. I want to speak to Joe. Okay.
So what's new? So we've now entering into 2017. What is new for Parker Villas?
Well, what's new is we've just added a few new properties, and we're adding more, and every home that we add takes about 3 or 4 months to prepare for market. We have to make sure that the owner is on board in wanting to really do this business. We then have to advise them, after inspecting the house, what needs to be done to bring it up to American standards, because the standards are different. Then they have to do the work. Then we have to go reinspect. Then we photograph. Then we have to go back and train the owner and his managers or whoever how to handle guests. So that takes a bit. And we've got 3 or 4 others in various stages of coming on board. And we look at 2017 as a good year. So far, all the indications are good. Every election cycle, especially after 8 years that an incumbent's been in and a new president is being elected, is always a tumultuous year. Everyone fears that if the other person gets elected, the world is going to end. And that makes people edgy about travel, about everything, about buying socks. Now that it's over, the uptick is the winners are planning to go out and celebrate. The losers need to go out and console themselves. It's looking like a good year. And there's also been an uptick in travel agent business for 2017 because they just, you know, with all the stuff that is out there online, all the product that's out there, they just can't take the chance to lose their clients on a bad bet. They're going with the sure thing.
Are there a couple of properties that you want to highlight for our listeners that are coming online maybe this spring?
Well, one just came online last night. We haven't even finished with the captions. It's Cottage Cassis. And Cottage Cassis Cassis is a French liqueur, but when you mix it with Italian spumante, it becomes a Kir, a Royale. And the house is a beautiful home for two couples, although it can take an extra couple. And it's right near the crossroads of two very important highways, the north-south A1 that can get you to either Florence or Rome in short order, and the east-west road that can take you to Perugia, Siena, and on to the Tuscan coast in the same amount of time. So it's just in a perfect setting, and within less than a mile, about a half a mile walk from the little town where there's the gelato shop and the coffee, you know, cafe bars and so on. So it sort of satisfies a lot of needs, and that's going to be exciting. That just came out this morning.
How did you find that place? Did they contact you? Are you always in constant look for new places and new villas to add to your portfolio?
We are. And for every 20, well, we have staff in Italy. That's part of their job. And for every 20, 30 homes we look at, maybe one will make it. So it's a long, arduous process. It's really a filtering and screening process, and majority of homes that we end up taking come to us as referrals by owners in Italy that are already working with us. So they can go in and tell their friends, yep, they're hard. Parker's hard, but they it works if you follow the recipe. So yes, it's a combination of us looking and getting a lot of referrals in Italy from existing homeowners.
So if I could ask real quick, because this new one is, you said ideal for two couples, a third would be could get in there. What is the sweet spot right now? You know, when we first went in 2009 and rented from Parker, we had, I believe, 15 people. So you were able to accommodate that. Is there a sweet spot that you're seeing right now? Is it just a couple, two couples, or is it large family gathering for people who want to have that large group?
For us, the ideal sweet spot is five couples. And what we're seeing in the market is we're seeing the two and three couples going, and large groups, seven, eight, 10 couples. So we picked up another beautiful home in Umbria, in Gubbio, just outside the town of Gubbio, which is just this incredible walled city, completely medieval. It boasts the largest Christmas tree in the world because what they do is they set up lights on the mountain behind it in the shape of a Christmas tree. So this, you can see this illuminated mountain from a distance. And this is a centuries-old villa with, I believe, 12 bedrooms, 12 bathrooms, seven living rooms, incredible location. So that's one to satisfy that end of the market. We just added another one a week ago on the Italian Riviera, Riviera Oleandra. And this was a huge villa owned by one of Italy's top industrialists who eventually sold it. It was turned into condos. They made 10 condos out of it. Ours is end two floors with a fantastic terrace overlooking the sea with elevator, every possible amenity, a swimming pool outside. It's just spectacular. And the price is right. We're having fun.
I'm looking at these places on your website as we talk, Mark, and I'm just amazed at the places that you find. Obviously, there's lots of opportunity to rent villas in Italy, but the customer service, for our first-time listeners, the customer service we can attest to from Parker has always been outstanding. And could you speak to that a little bit about how that works for someone traveling to Tuscany or Italy for the first time?
Well, once we speak on the phone and we make sure that the property that you seek, the needs that you have are being met, you know, mobility, stairs, how are people sleeping, who needs a single bed, who needs a queen, and what do you plan to do? Once we've got that set and we've decided on the house, within 24 hours of you setting foot in that house, now you're going to get called from our customer service in Italy, who's going to say, "Hi, Bob, welcome. We know you're here. These are the things you were looking for. Tell us about the house. Does it meet all your expectations? Is everything as it's supposed to be? And if there isn't, please, however small it may be, even the toaster not working, anything at all, tell me now. Because I will have that fixed immediately." And then if there is, the owner gets immediately involved because our staff in Italy will contact them and replace that toaster, and you go on to enjoy your vacation. There is nothing that can rescue a failed vacation once it's over.
That's a good way to put it. You're right, though.
So our goal is to make sure that that vacation goes gangbusters, at least from our end, you know, from the standpoint of the house being all that it needs to be. And of course, being a customer service company, our people in Italy, our clients in Italy, call our customer service and say, "Hey, I need to get to this town. I need to get to this city. I would like to go here. What can you recommend? What do you say?" So we end up helping them with trains and planes and automobiles and everything else in the middle. So yeah, it's rewarding and sometimes sad. This past year, we had someone who was diagnosed with a terminal illness and wanted to get together with their family for the last time and do so in Italy. They're not Italian. And our staff in Italy was very helpful to them in throughout all aspects. And, you know, so some things touch your heart. But in the end, it's all good.
You know, you were bringing up, you know, Pat brought up customer service, and we've talked about this on our previous podcast, but I think it needs to be driven home, because when you search villas in Tuscany or villas in Italy, you're going to get 8 million things come up on Google. And some of those guys are brokers where you don't know what you're going to get. And I think one of the customer service things that I hope people that listen to this podcast understand is when you rent from Parker Villas, and this is a testimony to Parker Villas, we are firm believers in Parker Villas, the owners of those villas only can rent through you, correct? They can't go broker them out anywhere else.
Correct. So that gives us the power over that owner, since we control all his income, to say to him, "This is the way it's done, or you don't get paid." The guy who's on 1,000 websites, the house that's on every portal you can possibly imagine, no one has any power over him. Because if portal A decides, you know, they looked bad and they decide to shut him off, well, he's got 99 others. And it's not even brokering. Brokering would be okay if you know, you can trust who the broker is. The most dangerous thing is the owner themselves. When the owner himself is renting out his property on 1,000 websites, it's his photos. It's his version of what the property is like. It's his version of what the experience is going to be. And some people are very honest and very diligent. Thank God for that. And some people, not so much. And when you get there and it's not what it's purported to be, you can leave all the reviews you want. It's too late for you. There's nobody. You go to a Parker house, and for some, you know, it could happen. The entire electrical system gets fried by something. We'll take you and we'll move you to another home at no expense to you, and you go on continued with your vacation. That first owner doesn't get paid. Second owner gets paid. You rent on your own from an individual owner, and that happens to you. Now what? You get, okay, I'll give you part of your money back until the electricity got fried. All right, now what are you going to do? If you're doing this in the summer, you're going to be hitting hotels and God knows what at high rates. Can you take that chance? Yeah, some people can. A couple could, because they can go anywhere. They can stay in a hotel. But if you've got a family of six or seven or eight people, what do you do now?
Now, so, you bring up some very good points and stuff that people need to be aware of. You know, God forbid, because, you know, every time we've rented for you, we've never had a bad experience. No. We've never had an emergency. But it was always that peace of mind knowing that if something did happen, we had the phone call, we had the phone number mm-hmm. to call. We knew the steps to take precaution if that ever happened.
Well, so. And not only the phone number, but Parker had English-speaking staff location to help us each time. And
yeah, I think that makes a difference. And I think that makes a difference is the being an honest broker. It's our name out there. So if it's important to us that our name is a good name. And therefore, we want to make sure that each experience is a good experience. When you rent from us, it is as if you are the only client. Again, I can't stress hard enough that the individual owner, the perception out there is you're going to get a better deal if you go directly through the owner and you bypass the broker. We set the prices. Picture this. I own a home here in Massachusetts, and I think that my home is much better than my neighbor's homes. The neighborhood I live in is the best. My grandmother's old furniture, that's really something that's cultural and antique. There's nothing antique about it. It's just old stuff. It's being recycled. Put yourself in that shoe and say, okay, can I really trust what this guy is saying to me? And then when you see that same home on 17 other websites, and some of the photos are different, and the pictures are not being taken at 360 degrees all around the house, so you don't see that there is a waste plant 200 feet away. You'll only find that when you show up there. Are you willing to take that chance? And so I believe that, you know, people have good experiences, but it can be risky. You end up home alone in a hairy B&B.
ParkerVillas.com is the website, and you go all the way back to the 90s in marketing properties in Tuscany and in Italy all around. Let me ask this, besides your website, do you still do the catalog? Pat brought up the catalog. Do you still do the catalog? And how do you get the word out? Is it just word of mouth? Is it search engines? Is it travel shows? How does Parker Villas reach the masses?
It's one by one, word of mouth. Clients come back, they're thrilled, like you, and tell their friends and tell their neighbors. And the people that you brought with you then become clients as well. So you brought with you a number of people. Those people then themselves call. Now that I've been doing this for 24 years, a weird thing is happening that, you know, gives away my age. I'm having, you know, the multi-generational trips that we did back in 94, the kids and grandkids that have now grown up are calling back and saying, you know, my parents rented this villa and I'd like to rent from you now. And it's like, oh my gosh, I'm old.
You know, it's funny though. You mentioned 1994, and we've never met in person. We see each other on a Skype video, and right. Every time I see you, you still are just as passionate as the first time we talked to you. I mean, does it feel good to go to work every day and just be passionate about what you're doing and delivering basically happiness to people on a daily basis?
Why would I if I didn't?
Yeah.
But I think it's also, most of our clients are not Italian. Ethnicity of the makeup of our group is all over the place. It's as mixed as the United States is mixed. But I think being Italian somehow, or being part Italian, I'm third generation. I was born here. My parents were born here. My grandparents were born in Italy. I just went for some knee surgery, and the surgeon, being in Boston, you've got access to some of the best people in the world, and this guy is among the best. And he said to me, "Don't worry, Mario, Italians heal quicker." I said, "What?" He said, "What do you mean Italians heal quicker?" He said, "They do." He said, "Because, you know, they've got an uplifting personality. They heal quicker. And the therapy people are telling me I'm healed and I haven't done any exercises. So
it's funny you say that. It's funny you say that because Pat just had his hip replaced and he was like walking. He's running a marathon like 2 weeks later.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then Dr. Lyle is 100% right on. And I was in his office and I'm watching because he deals with ballet people all over the world. And he's at the Boston Marathon at the finish line. He was there when we had the event. And he's got all these pictures on the wall and people sign and say, thank you, doctor. Thank you, doctor. And a few of them say, you're right. Italians heal quicker. And so I asked him, I said, doc, why? He said, Mario, I don't know why. They just do.
All right, I have two questions. It kind of goes with that. And I want to back up a little bit because some people listening to this have never gone. They're thinking about using Parker. They're thinking about going to Tuscany. How often do you get to go over to Italy? And what could you say to somebody who's thinking about going over for the first time who doesn't know much about the Italian culture? In other words, why do you like to go?
Well, that's tough to unpack that. I think there's a lot in that question. It's really all about, because yeah, you're surrounded by the beauty, the food, the wine, the architecture, the culture, the things that we have no inkling of because we're such a large, vast nation and young nation as well. But what really is the discovery is yourself. When you sit on the porch of the villa and you look out over these rolling hills covered in vineyards and olive trees, and you see a little church tower in the distance pealing a bell, and you can faintly hear it, and the air is soft, changes you inside. It's all eye candy. The food tastes delicious, but the real change occurs inside. And that's why it's so wonderful for families to get together in a place that's so conducive to bringing out those emotions that we so repress because we're so busy. We've got smartphone neck. We've got all the things that affect us. That when you get there, it's that big breath. And that's why people want to go back. Everybody should go to, I don't know, on a safari once. But once you go to Italy once, you're coming back and you'll be coming back for the rest of your life.
And how often do you go a year?
So far in 2016, I only went twice. There's some years where I go 8 times. This year, I'll be going more often. Altogether, you guys know, I've been there over. I stopped counting at 300. So I've been to Italy quite a bit. I know every inch of the country. I've driven every road. I've done enough miles in Italy to go to the moon twice.
And that's a follow-up because you said you've seen every inch of the country. So here's a two-part question. Of course, we focus on Tuscany, but you right. offer properties all throughout the country. Right. What besides Tuscany, what are the true hot spots where people are gravitating toward? Is it the Amalfi Coast? Is it the Riviera? What is the hot spot? And then it may not be a hot spot, and it may not even be Tuscany. What is an area that is underappreciated that people have to see?
The hot spots are obviously Tuscany. And the Tuscany within certain parts of Tuscany between Florence and Siena, is a major hot spot within Tuscany. Then there's the Amalfi Coast, the Italian Riviera, the Italian lakes, and the cities, Venice, Florence, Rome. Those are the hot spots. What you must see, what you must experience, that is now coming up to snuff, that it can understand what American needs are. Our needs are very different in how we live our lives, our necessities, our comforts, is Umbria. I think Umbria has now gotten to the spot where they get it, and the homes and the owners are starting to come to that standard. We would love to see Sicily develop that way. I'm pushing hard for Sicily. Sicily is a country and an experience all of its own. It's the land of Homer's Iliad, but the infrastructure for the type of tourism for our Americans who need to have the comfort of home and don't want to be without is not there yet. Another region that should be experienced and can be experienced now is the area just east of Rome, Abruzzo. We don't have any properties there yet. We're looking there, but the beauty of that region is that when you show up there, if you're going to be an explorer, I'd love you guys to go there and be pioneers, and we can talk about that.
We're ready.
Let's go.
2017 is going to be a pioneering year for me.
People will grab you. They'll see you get out of the car in a little town, and they'll say, who are you? Why are you here? You're where? You're from America? You came here? Well, can you come over our house tonight for dinner? We'd love to have you for dinner. And they don't want anything. They're just curious, and they're friendly, and the food is out of this world. And but right now, it takes a pioneering spirit.
Mario, I'm imagining, but you've said a couple of different ways and times that as Americans, our standards are a little different. What is it about what we're expecting that Parker goes out and fulfills? I think you know what I'm talking about. What is that expectation?
First thing is just the floor plan, in the sense that Italians live their life around the dining room table. So they'll sit around that dining room table on straight back chairs for 9 hours at a time and singing, arguing, talking, eating, drinking, doing whatever. That's where their life is. When it comes to a living room, the house may be for 12. They'll have a little corner someplace in the kitchen with a couch and a chair. They say, well, what's that? Well, that's a living room. No. See, us Americans, yeah, food is part of our culture too. Not as much as Italy, of course, but our culture is really sitting around the living room, staring each other in the face on nice, comfortable seating with a nice roaring fireplace going, having a drink, talking about what we did today and what we're going to do tomorrow. Next thing on the list, still on the floor plan, every bedroom should sleep no more than two people. It's not a dormitory or a barracks. And every bedroom should have its own bathroom. But this is a huge bathroom. I understand it's huge. Maybe we need to break it into two bathrooms and serve two bedrooms. But see, the missus does not want to put her things on the counter with the other missus. Everybody wants to have a bit of separation. Oh, air conditioning. But we don't need air conditioning here. Smell the air. No. It's got nothing to do with whether smelling the air or not. We're used to being able to control our temperature, be it AC or heat. Well, we don't need that. Yes, we do. Screens on the window. Well, there's no mosquitoes here. Well, it's got nothing to do with mosquitoes. We really don't want to see anything crawling in. Spiders, squirrels, rabbits, flies. Oh, because they call screens mosquito preventers. So they're only focused on mosquitoes. And they don't realize that it's not about me. You know, we don't welcome all the other fauna into the house and exclude only the mosquitoes. We just want ourselves in there. So that's just on the floor plan side. So they don't quite get us, but they're getting there. Because once I get one home to do what I want them to do, what I need them to do, and they're successful, all the other homes around them in the neighborhood, in the vicinity, hear about it. Not that they're for rent. They're not being rented. But the owners themselves say, well, I'm not going to be without these amenities. So little by little, I'm trying to change Italy one house at a time.
You know, something tells me that you're very good at twisting arms. I could be wrong, but you're a good arm twister.
We each have our specialties here. I just try to make the case to the Italians that when they come to, they travel all over the world. And when they come to countries, what do they expect to find? And is it okay that you're given one towel that's threadbare? How about a few fluffy, nice, big cotton towels that you can wrap your body around? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Excellent, excellent point. Mario Scalzi, it's always good to talk to you. ParkerVillas.com is the website. You can also follow them on Facebook. They get a very, and sign up for their email blast that goes out quarterly as well on their website. Mario, good talking to you again, my friend.
Thank you again.
Take care.
I will raise my hand every time Mario wants us to be a guinea pig or a pioneer or anything.
Explorer.
When Mario calls and says, hey, will you guys do this? I'm going to jump. He's done it before, and we weren't able to take him up on the offer. I think from here on out, my motto, Pat, is I'm not going to say no anymore.
We just go.
You figure out how to pay for it later, right. But you just go.
Well, every property that Mario has is, you can tell when you talk with Mario, he's every property that this gentleman offers is the top of the line. You don't have to worry. And if something goes wrong, he's going to take care of you.
You know, he didn't relay the story during the podcast, but we'll relay it here. And we won't give the specifics. But just to let you know, if there are villas and properties and owners that are not meeting their expectations, he gets rid of them. They're no longer part of the Parker Villas family because he has a level of expectation that he expects everybody to meet. And if you can hear it in his voice. You can really hear that he wants the experience for the traveler to be top-notch, first-rate, five-star. And if you're not meeting that expectation, then you're not going to be part of the Parker Villas family.
And it has to be that way.
It does.
If you take a group, there's lots of, as he said, if it's just a couple, there's flexibility. But if you take your family and you've flown across the Atlantic and something's not right, what are you going to do? You know, and I can't imagine doing that with a family without Parker Villa.
Just to let you know, if you go to ParkerVillas.com, they can help you out with cooking classes. They can help you out renting a car. They have the total experience there. So if you're like Pat and I, flights haven't really fluctuated that much. There's some good deals out there on Alitalia right now. But if you look for flights on a regular basis, you'll see there hasn't been much movement, whether you're flying out of a major city or even a Midwestern city like where we're located. But keep your eyes on flights because getting to Europe, getting to Italy, believe it or not, is more affordable than you think. I put that on a Facebook post the other day, and I think on our Twitter feed at Total Tuscany. What keeps you from going to Tuscany? And a lot of people said price. But, Pat, I don't think people do the proper homework to see how much it actually costs because it's not as expensive as what you think. It can be. Mm-hmm. It can be. But if you do it right, you can spend seven nights in Italy probably cheaper than you can spend seven nights by traveling somewhere in the United States.
Right. Absolutely. And you're going to have memories for a lifetime.
Yes.
And like he's, you know.
Like you said, you'll keep going back.
You're going to keep going back because, as we've said a million times, it changes you. And it's not just something, it's just not a phrase, it's reality.
Just to let you know, we are going to be back in the studio next week as we have an interview scheduled with Lisa Conde. Lisa's been on the podcast before as well to talk about her tour company, Find Yourself in Tuscany. Well, Lisa now has a book out. It's called I Found Myself in Tuscany. It's getting great reviews on Amazon.com. And Lisa will give us her thoughts about her new work of art, which is writing a book. We like input. We like to hear from you. Send us an email, info@totaltuscany.com. If there's something you'd like to hear or have us talk about, we always like suggestions. For Pat Campagna, I'm Travis Justice. Until next time, ciao.